There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, playoffs start this weekend. Right now, Bet Rivers has an incredible offer. Place a wager of $25 or more on any team to win the finals and receive a $5 free bet for every playoff series they win. Will we see Milwaukee, Phoenix again? Can the Warriors make a run? Go to BetRivers.com, see the current odds, and get your free bets. Terms and conditions apply. Pleasure to talk to the legend, Bob Ryan. He joins us now to talk more on Boston and the Brooklyn series. You've covered the Celtics and the league a long time. How about this historic run, and how surprised are you that a team that was 18-21 and 500 at the break now had the best record and got the 2 seed in the East?
I speak for many when I say, about time, guys. That they were always talented, and there were, you just... It was frustrating. They lost so many games in the first half of the season that were winnable. I've seen them grow. I've seen Brown from day one. I've seen Smart from day one here. I've seen Tatum, et cetera. They are talented. This is what they should be doing. It just has taken this long for them to figure it out. And boy, once they did figure it out, you're right, they not only were beating people, they were crushing people. They were number one in every metric, offense and defense. They set a franchise record this year with 340-point wins, and they have the second most 20-point wins of any team in Celtic history, second to the 07-08 champs. This is what they're physically capable of. Now, what they were mentally and emotionally capable of, was doubtful. But up to the minute that Robert Williams got hurt, you have to figure they were a factor. And I still think they're an annoyance, but they're not whole. They cannot accomplish everything they could without him.
Does it also say how important chemistry is?
No, it's not just chemistry. It's chemistry in a sense. That's a nebulous phrase, obviously. They get along. They always got along. And that was okay, but it was playing basketball to complement the skills that they have. There was a question in many people's minds whether Tatum and Brown could play together. They've answered that with multiple 30-point games in the last 6 weeks. The biggest technical question that I had was, and I wasn't alone, was Marcus Smart as an ability to actually be a point guard. I love Marcus Smart for what he does, what he brings. I think he's a special player. I really do. I don't think you can replace what he does to the level that he does it on defense and making unmakeable plays and making crazy things happen. Nobody quite like him. But I wouldn't have believed he could actually be a real true point guard. I discounted the notion he could do that. And if you had told me on January 1 that he would have a game in the second half of the year in which he would take three shots and have 13 assists, I would have laughed in your face. Yeah. And that is exactly what he has done, and he is acting as a point guard in a manner I never thought he could.
Bob, how about coaching? You know, the first couple of years of the Brad Stevens era, we thought it's only a matter of time before the Celtics went with Brad Stevens. Mm-hmm. So how do you assess the way the coaching staff's developed?
Very interesting, because before the season I said, you know, trying to be judicious with the words always and never, always, you know, you have to be careful, that in 52 years, I go back to covering the league in 1969 and of coverage in the NBA and now in my retirement, you know, following it, you know, as a with avid interest, that I had never seen or heard a rookie coach enter a new job with such total universal praise from the outside world. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that they were slobbering over him here. You know, oh, we got a great new guy. You'll love him, blah, blah, blah. Everybody was singing his praises to the point where I'm thinking, I hope people here don't think he's going to enter the game by walking across the Charles River. And the first couple of months, we didn't see any evidence of this. But I have to think that the fact that this thing has now coalesced the way it has to do with them buying into the message that he was selling, which is what coaching is ultimately all about. And I think clearly he was worthy of that praise, and I think they're very lucky to have him.
Okay, now having said all that, it's a great sports town, and it's been an embarrassment of riches here with all these championships they've won. Wick went on WEI and said, well, it's a five-year plan, new coach. It's okay if we don't win the title. What do you think of those comments, and how was that received in Boston?
Well, I'm sure it won't be received very well, except that a certain house in a suburb 15 miles south of Hingham, and you're speaking to its occupant. hallelujah. Finally, an owner speaking rational thought, not just throwing up pablum for the masses to say, oh, we're championship driven. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you be realistic. This is maybe 5 years is too much. Maybe this, but the idea that he's being honest that, you know, we can't win every year. No one can win every year. We think we have a chance to win in the future. And I wouldn't have said five, because let's face it, they're knocking on the door with the group they have now. I don't know why he said five, but if he put it up, we think we can compete. We want to win, but, you know, but that is the most rational thought, though, the idea of it. Thank God. I'm glad someone said it.
Okay. How much will we see Williams in this series?
Not this series.
Not at all. Okay.
What I read in the paper this morning, and you know, is progress, progress, progress. But they're not going as far as to suggest that you would see him in this series. I think from the beginning, but going back about 2 weeks ago, they were throwing out the idea that if they can, if and when they progress in the first round, that you might see him later on, but not in this series.
You've seen them all. You've covered them all. What do you think of this Ben Simmons fiasco? And he could come back in game four. And what could he give Brooklyn in this series?
Well, it would be a rather historic thing. I mean, the only analogy I can come up with is not a basketball one. It's a hockey one. And that's 1971 when Ken Dryden came out of, you know, not nowhere because he was well-known in college. But when he came onto the play, having not been a player in a regular season, and led them to the Stanley Cup. That's the only analogy I can come up with, because there's none in basketball where someone missed an entire season and then walked in the playoffs and then wound up being a functional player. I suppose he could be functional in defense, you know, maybe if his body's ready to go, because he hasn't forgotten how to do that, and that's what he does best. But and the other thing is that in this team, he doesn't have to take one shot if they don't want him to. And certainly at the end of the game, if he's even out there, he won't have the ball, because number 11 is going to have the ball, and I don't even know what Durant's number is, and those two guys are going to have the ball, and they should have the ball. So maybe they can get away with it, but. It's the weirdest thing. It makes them the oddest X factor I've ever seen in a playoff.
Do they have enough with the supporting cast? Do you trust the guys other than Durant and Kyrie, and also the defense, which has been an issue all season? Can they get stops, or will Boston carve them up like they did in the regular season?
I thought, first of all, I have a lot of respect for Seth Curry. I have residual respect for Aldridge. And Drummond still can rebound. He's one of the handful of best rebounders in the league still. I mean, he's had a 25-rebound game this year, by the way. And he's still a force on the boards. I respect them. I think they do. And I think if Curry... I know late in the year he was doing it. I haven't checked the final stats. Was having a better shooting percentage year than his brother, by the way. He's a force. They have enough if they play their A game. Question is, or their A minus game. But that's what it. But that's the same proof for everybody. Which level of game you're going to bring and when you're going to bring it. And they all have their levels of games. Their A game is a very dangerous game for people. Minus game or C-plus game, you can beat them.
You think the Celtics win the series?
I do. I just do. I think that they're first of all, having lost it last year, I like that. I like the idea they're going to have they'll never use the R word, but there will be a revenge factor. And I like the way, sure. Even without Robert Williams, they played very well. It's a dimension they can't completely replace, but they certainly played well anyway. Things are going so well, and they feel really good about themselves, and there's a motivational thing. And Kyrie stomping on the logo last year, that didn't go over very well either. And all this little stuff, I think they win in a hard six, or maybe it will take a seven.
You covered all these players. You know the players. Your thoughts on Winning Time on HBO?
All right, I will set the table here. I'm a Boston writer. I lived through this from the other side of it. I have enormous respect for everyone involved on the Lakers, starting with the way Jerry Buss delegated authority. Delegated authority. They were the perfect team and chain of command. The owner owned, the GM, the coach coached, mm-hmm. Players played. Nobody got confused about their roles. They played the game right and all that. Okay. The world didn't need this. I'll start off with that. The world did not need this. Jeff Perlman doesn't need this either. They reduced Adam McKay. I don't know what Jerry West ever did to Adam McKay, but I would say this. I would have three words for Adam McKay, were I Jerry West after episode one. See my lawyer. It is repulsive and reprehensible. I don't have enough R words to describe how annoying and terrible it is what he did to Jerry West in that series. That's not Jerry West. Everyone knows that who knows him knows about Jerry West's dark side. They know that he's a brooder. They know he's a pessimist. They know if he read his book, it's the darkest autobiography of an athlete I've ever read. But he's a good person, and he's not a nutcase. And he is portrayed as an absolute nutcase, throwing his championship trophy through a window at the end. It is disgraceful what was done. And I worry that though it is portrayed as a dramatization, too many gullible people will honestly think there's an ounce of remote credibility in that first series. Then the portrayal of Red Auerbach is ludicrous. It's ridiculous. It's not true. I think it's disgraceful, and I know I got to watch some more because people talk about it, and I still have a podcast, and I'm on basketball, and people want to talk about it. I've been warned, get ready for what they do to Larry, it's disgusting. This thing, there's a few D words: disgraceful, disgusting, repulsive. Have I made myself clear?
Yes, I could talk to you for an hour. I appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, guys. Bye.
There you go, Bob Ryan. I echo his sentiments as well. In terms of Jerry West, I didn't know Red Auerbach, but that's crazy.
I've only seen about 10 minutes. Of
wow,
it.
I can't get past the break in the fourth wall, the talking into the camera all the time.
That's always a little bit awkward for the audience.
Sure, Riley does an unbelievable job as Jerry Buss, but
Bob Ryan likes the Celtics in 6 or 7 and 6 at DraftKings. That's 6-1 odds. Boston in 6 at 6. In 7 games plus 320, how would you play?
Yep, I did the same thing. I think Boston takes them out. I don't trust the Nets defense, and I like the revenge angle. Did not go well last year. In pocket, coming up next, VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
He knows the quarterback was on coke if his girlfriend was not stuck.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
All right, here we go in pocket, baby. We're on the line tonight. Cavs to miss the playoffs, plus 170. All comes down tonight. I like Atlanta. I think they get the job done. They beat them three in a row and body banged them in three of them, too. They've had no answer for Trae Young. You could get the shot in the arm with Allen coming back tonight. But this,
I was in here with you 2 months ago doing a show, and you tried to talk me into betting the Cavs to win the division.
Yeah. Well, come on, injuries. I mean, come on. What are you supposed to do? Give me a break.
I said no.
Western Conference. Grizzlies to win the West, 12-1 here at Circa. Got that a while back. Let's go. Take out Minnesota and move on. Most improved. Got a chance now. I mean, Mitch has been following this. Jordan Poole, 8-1 before the season. And Draymond Green going to bat form. Ja Morant cannot win most improved.
No.
Right. I think we agree on that. I think everyone agrees on that.
They're going to win most improved or MVP or anything like that when the team is 20-2 without you on the floor.
Okay. Jazz. Lane 1.5 games in the series against the Mavs, 160 at Bet Rivers. David Thorpe, who was on an hour ago, said they have no chance without Luka. And who knows when he can come back and what, 80%, 70%? The schedule is also a killer. They're the early game tomorrow and game two is Monday. So they probably go back home. Excuse me. They go to Utah down 0-2. And it's just so unfortunate because, number one, they were going to give Phoenix a tough series. Number two, Utah was begging to get beat. All of it out the window now with the key.
So without Luka, you're saying the Mavs, they don't have a chance to win one of the first two?
No. Okay. Quarterbacks over 2.5 in the first round. That was low as -220, and that has gone sky high now. Well, 260, 280 now range. More on your wide receiver prop in a second. Thibodeau under 5.5. I don't think he gets past the Jets at 4. He could be gone before that as well. Another draft prop that I like.
Yeah, I've got Thibodeau going fifth in my mock draft, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes second, third, fourth, fifth. If he does slip beyond that, I would be surprised. So I think you probably got a winner there. I've thought about that as well. There's been a lot of talk, though, about Kayvon Thibodeau dropping.
I don't see it.
He's been disappointing in the pre-draft workouts and injury concerns and things like that. Paul, this is a guy, throughout the college football season, we thought he was going to be the number one pick.
Yeah. Right?
So now you're playing under 5.5. I think that's a pretty good bet now.
I have seen him number two in plenty of mocks, though, also.
Yeah. I'm not going to be surprised if he goes two. Wide receivers drafted in the first round. I put this out Tuesday morning. Over 5.5 at minus 165. That was the DraftKings price at the time. There's another book in town that had minus 150. And that price has ballooned, Paul, at this point to minus 260, minus 270. You got to jump on these things fast because the prices move.
Yep.
Just like your quarterback prop. I feel really good about six wide receivers going in the first round. I think there's, you know, a coin flip's chance you're going to get seven. And we talked about the theory behind this a little bit in the first hour of tonight's show. We'll talk about more of it Monday. I got one baseball play for you tonight. Now, I haven't played a lot of baseball. It's not a big play for me because I really don't like totals. But I'm going to go to Petco Park tonight. I'm going to be there for the Braves-Padres game, so I'm playing this under 8.5. Mackenzie Gore is going to make his major league debut for San Diego. He was the number three pick in the 2017 draft, Padres' top prospect.
Embarrassment of riches with the pitchers.
How about
my
that?
God.
Blake Snell goes to the injured list. So the Padres call up Mackenzie Gore from AAA El Paso. Do you think he's happy to make the move from El Paso to San Diego?
I hear you've been to Juarez.
I have been. Barely made it out alive.
That's what I hear.
first start in El Paso for Mackenzie Gore. A near perfect five innings, struck out seven. This spring, he struck out 16 in 12 innings, walked only three. He's a lefty with a high 90s fastball, a change and a slider. Very effective. Again, this is a number three pick in the 2017 draft. Mackenzie Gore, high expectations for him in San Diego. He makes his major league debut tonight. Maybe some nerves early for him, but I think he's got great stuff. I like him to hold down a Braves offense that scored one run last night. I think the Padres left a lot of hits on the field last night. And hopefully the Padres offense cools off. Manny Machado after that 12-run outburst last night. Kyle Wright gets a start for Atlanta. First start against the Reds. He went six innings, two hits, struck out six, walked one, no runs. Braves beat the Reds 2-1 in that game. That was 5 days ago. Braves Padres under 8.5.
In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com. Good luck, everyone. The props that Matt mentioned with this Boston series, I thought Bob Ryan was fantastic. The R words, the D words, repulsive, repugnant, but revenge. I think that's the big one.
Yep.
And Boston getting revenge for what happened last year. Embarrassed in that series. Went 3-1 against the Nets. Again, with the 20 remaining teams, John Schumann did this NBA.com. Boston was number one in offensive efficiency against the Nets. 121 points per 100 possessions. Kyrie didn't play in the two games in Brooklyn when they got housed. But Boston got whatever they wanted. I don't think Brooklyn will have an answer defensively. You mentioned the exact prop. Celtics in six is plus 425 at William Hill. In seven is plus 350. Nets in six is 5-1. Will it go six? Yes, minus 185 at Bet Rivers. Will Boston win game one in the series? Yes, plus 110. Lay a game and a half with Boston, plus 145. You can lay it with Brooklyn. That's 2-1. But this is a lot of entry juice.
At William Hill, will the series go six games minus 185?
That's Bet Rivers.
Bet Rivers, will the series go six minus 185?
Yep.
That's a pretty good bet. It's hard to see a scenario here where this series does not go six. Bob Ryan said Celtics in six, which you can get 6-1 odds, or Boston in seven plus 320. You liked Boston to put away Brooklyn, right?
Yes. I could not believe two books opened Brooklyn the favorite in the series. Yeah, without home court?
That's true.
And as bad as they played down the stretch?
Maybe they had a lot of liability on the Nets to win and futures, and they wanted to take some Celtics money.
Okay, fair enough. Are we going to see some overs? 4-0 under run here to start.
Yes, we are going to start to see some overs.
Does this happen tonight in the Atlanta game?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I don't want to take an opinion on that, but I will say that Paul, as you know, it's a different game in the playoffs. And a lot of times you do see lower scoring games, more defensive games. Do you think KD and Kyrie are going to have to play too many minutes?
Absolutely. Another excellent point by Bob Ryan. Absolutely. And because I don't trust the supporting cast.
Right.
And I mentioned all the minutes Patty Mills played and career high in minutes in January and February. Mm-hmm. And but those guys saved them, though. Brown and Drummond saved them in the Cleveland game. So that's been the thing. And listening to a lot of podcasts and a lot of people who cover the league. But that's what Celtic fans are saying. Let Kyrie and Durant go for 70. Who else is going to do? Curry's a nice player.
Seth Curry.
But that's right. But if they go and they didn't go for 70 in a Cleveland game, I'll give you your 70. Who else? What the other guys are going to do? And what will they do on the road? But I think there's too much firepower with Boston, too. I mean, to be have the best record in the league since the break, to be sitting there at 1.18-21.
Oh, Bob Ryan brought up a good point. 2 months ago, well, 3 months ago, think about it, January, you had a lot of people questioning whether Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown could play together.
Sure.
And you had a lot of people suggesting that one guy needed to be traded.
Yes.
Right?
Kendrick Perkins even said it on air, too.
How wrong was that?
At Foxwoods. They've, right. And Jaylen Brown all week has talked about the chemistry with this group, too. And you know who leaving. So they'll be all over him when Kyrie returns as well. But between all those minutes, also between Kyrie not playing much this year and how bad his numbers have been, or at least the dip when he's had to play on a regular basis. But the other thing is it's just so obnoxious that this thing is stretched out 2 weeks. If it goes seven, it's going to be a two-week series.
Right.
That's the other thing that could help out Kyrie from a condition. And the fasting. That's another angle, too, with what he's doing. Didn't hurt him against Cleveland. But, again, Atlanta looks too easy tonight, laying two on the road. 121-118, Trey had 35. 124-116, Trey had 41. 131-107, they just played the last meeting, Trey had 30. No answer for this guy. Now, Allen tried to give it a go. He's missed 19 games. That'd be huge. And the fact that they're at home. But to me, Atlanta looks like it's stealing tonight.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if Jarrett Allen plays for the Cavs.
Yep.
Because he's had a fractured middle finger on his left hand. He's going to try to play tonight. That can make a difference if he plays. But you're on the Hawks no matter what.
And Hunter's been a good player for Atlanta as well. And it was great. I think he was plus 27. Yeah. In the win against Charlotte when they just blew them out, beat them by 32. So they're hot. They've won 8 of 11. You get the playoff experience and what they did last year. And I like Garland over. That seems too low to me in what should be a higher scoring game.
Darius Garland?
Yeah, Garland was great against the Nets. He's only 25.5. His points, rebounds, and assists are 38.5. Mobley's 27.5. Trae Young points, 29.5. Trae Young points, rebounds, and assists, 45.5. And how about the late game? Any thoughts on you bet Clipper money line.
I played the Clippers minus 175 on the money line. I'm not sure if Luke Kennard is going to play tonight.
They need him. They could use him too.
It's a different team when he's out there. He can get so hot from three. I like the Clippers regardless. I don't think it's a great situation off that game they played in Minneapolis a couple nights ago, going back to L.A. I think they'll have a little bit too much for the Pelicans.
Drew Hill, Grizzly beat writer on the Memphis-Minnesota series next. Follow the money.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Tonight, Scott Steen's got a free MLB pick for our audience on a 7-2 run in Major League Baseball. And he likes to play tonight on the card. To get his MLB play for free, text VSEN, the area code 320-350-3500. Great breakdowns, as always, winnersandwiners.com. Text VSEN, 320-350-3500. Drew Hill, Grizzlies beat writer, Daily Memphian, joins us now. Talk about Memphis and Minnesota, one of the early games tomorrow. This should be an entertaining series. Drew, how on fire is the city as they think this team's got a legit shot to go to the finals?
Oh, they're on fire. It's been a chaotic week or so. They've also known that they're going to be the two seed for a while now.
True, yeah.
But, you know, we talk about in this market, not only has this Grizzlies team sort of exceeded expectations and arrived as a team that's like, hey, these guys are going to be around for a while, they've brought fans back in the arena after COVID, and it didn't look like the crowds earlier in the year were thin. They had the vaccine mandate was divided this town a lot, and the Grizzlies have been so undeniably infectious just as a team, and they're so fun to watch that they've brought fans back to the arenas in the city, and that is, you know, to do that it was significant.
I like that they're good, and they know it, and they let you know it. I mean, Bane talking trash to LeBron early on in the season, Jaws saying the drippy, and then the run up the chimney, we don't go run from the smoke, and I will take on Beverly. I mean, this is a group that talks a lot of trash, too.
Oh, yeah. I actually, to plug my stuff real quick, I did a one-on-one interview with Desmond Bane yesterday, in addition to talking to John and some of the other guys, and I just love Bane's attitude. I actually asked him about the trash talk, and he said something along the lines of, this isn't verbatim, but something along the lines of, well, we know we're that team. We know we're that team that talks the trash. We don't know if the Timberwolves are that team, but we're about to find out. So, I mean, they are not afraid of anybody, particularly not Minnesota, in the playoffs at this point. And, yeah, you hear guys like Josh say yesterday when asked about Patrick Beverley, he knew he was going to get asked about Patrick Beverley.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like he had his mind made up on what he was going to say. And he said, you remember my quote? You know, we ain't ducking no smoke. We run up the chimney. It's simple as that. And I think that that's just a really great way to summarize the attitude of not just this basketball team, but this city. The people here are like that. And so I think it's just so perfect for this Grizzlies team. And they still have that chip on their shoulder. You know, Desmond Bane also said that they noticed that a lot of people are picking the Timberwolves to win this series.
Sure.
And they noticed that. And he said, if we were the Lakers or the Nets, nobody would be picking against us. But because the name on our jerseys is Memphis Grizzlies, we feel like we always have something to prove. So I expect that they'll be particularly motivated, especially in this series. And after hearing everybody all week already start talking about Minnesota, I think they want their turn in the spotlight here.
Well, if it's this season, Lakers, a lot of people will be picking against them, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hey, Drew, how can you explain the Grizzlies being 20-2 without Ja Morant this season?
A little bit of luck and a little bit, and obviously some good depth mixed together. That when people seem to lose sight of the fact that when the Grizzlies were on that huge winning streak without Ja, that was in the middle of when COVID was tearing through the league.
Mm.
So a lot of the teams that they played really didn't have their best players. And the Grizzlies are deep. That might be their biggest strength this year. Like 4 through 10, they're better than almost every team in the NBA if you exclude the three best players. And so for that reason, the Grizzlies were just running through other teams that were playing with their backups while they were playing with their backups. So that obviously was part of their success, and it part of that is good fortune. Now, the team is good without Ja. They still are good without Ja, and we saw that at the end of the season when they were playing without him. They took on the Brooklyn Nets, beat them by double digits, took on full strength Milwaukee Bucks, beat them by double digits. So the Grizzlies are good without Ja Morant. They have awesome depth. Desmond Bane is a great player and maybe one of the best players that people still talk very little about. And so that depth has really come through for them this year, but also it was a little bit of a combination of good luck and depth to get to 20-2 at one point. That's just a ridiculous record.
So a lot of people picking Minnesota, a lot of people think it'll be a close series. Does it go 6? And why do you like Memphis?
I like Memphis because I trust who Memphis has in the series late. I think playoff series a lot of times are won by who has the best player on the ball late in games to close games for you. And I'll take Ja over everyone on Minnesota. I think Towns has had his, when he's in the spotlight, had his troubles. I think the same can be said for D'Angelo Russell a little bit. And not quite as much as Karl Towns, but I just trust Ja. When Ja has the ball in his hands late in games against Minnesota, that he'll be able to close games out. And I also think that the Grizzlies' depth is just much better. I mean, when you look at 4 through 10 on the Grizzlies and 4-10 on the Timberwolves, it's not even a close discussion. If there's any reason why Memphis could run away with the series, it would be because of that. Because when Minnesota doesn't have their guys on the floor, you'd expect that Memphis is going to win all those minutes the majority of the time. So, and then also Memphis has a big advantage on the glass. They're the number one offensive rebounding team. The Timberwolves, I believe, are 29th in rebounding. So
yep.
That is not a good matchup for the Timberwolves in that aspect. Now, the Grizzlies also played all four games against Minnesota this year. They did split. They played all four games against Minnesota this year without Dylan Brooks. That's particularly significant because Minnesota, as we know, is kind of a three-headed snake on offense. Well, you know Jaren Jackson, who might win Defensive Player of the Year, is going to match up with Towns. He's got to stay out of foul trouble, but that matchup might cancel each other out. Well, now you got Dylan Brooks to put on D'Angelo Russell or Anthony Edwards, whoever they choose. And that's important because Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell torched them during the regular season. Well, if you got Dylan on one of those guys, you'd expect that it gets a lot better because Dylan's probably their best defender on the perimeter. So that'll change this series a little bit. I think Memphis wins the series, but I think it is close. The Timberwolves shoot a lot of threes. They can put up a lot of points. You'd expect that they'd be able to get a couple of games.
Good breakdown, Drew. We'll catch up with you down the road. Thanks for a few minutes.
Yep. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Drew Hill, Grizzlies beat writer, Daily Memphian at @DrewHill_DM on Twitter. There is another first place vote for Jackson. He is voting for Jackson for Defensive Player of the Year. Although during the break, he doesn't think he'll win. He'll think he'll finish second. But he thinks Smart will win it. But he voted for Jackson as well. And they're ready to go. And this is going to be a fantastic atmosphere and environment. I do not want Towns and Russell in my foxhole. No, no, no. And I love these. I love the trash talk. Here's Ja yesterday, what Drew was talking about when asked about Beverly.
You remember that quote I said?
Which one about?
Ain't ducking, no smoke. Yeah. We run up the chimney. Simple as that. We ain't no conversation about not letting nobody get under your skin. If somebody, you know, come towards you, ain't no, you can't back down. It's a soft person tendency. You know? We don't got no soft guys over here.
How physical is he?
I mean, I feel like everybody watching. That's his game. That's his identity. Play physical, aggressive.
Is part of his thing to try to get you off your game? I mean, mentally, to worry more about him.
I had a quote, you know, that I said before I got to the league where my pops was, you know, my biggest hater. So none of that.
There you go.
John Morant with the same hairstyle you had 10 years ago.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, similar. There you go. But I don't think it shouldn't be close. I mean, if you watch this team play all year and just carve people up and bury teams, certainly Towns was so bad against Houston in his only playoff appearance and how bad he performed. That's the big story. They can't defend without fouling. And Towns led the league in fouls since the break. And Minnesota was at the top and the opponent getting to the free throw line. But the comeback will be, if it happens to be close, about, well, they outworked people because it was the regular season and you were number one on the glass in offensive rebounding, and that won't carry over in the playoffs. But Minnesota can't rebound. They can't guard without fouling. Towns led the league in fouls. I don't trust Russell. Edwards is awesome. I mean, Thorpe was right about that, but I also agree with Thorpe that, yes, depth can matter, even though we carry over to the playoffs too. So, I mean, they ran right through these teams, and also the first quarter run that they had. I think they covered 12 of 13 first quarters when they were doing this. But good insight from Drew as well. We'll do it one more time. We'll catch up with Dan Feldman, Altitude in Denver. 92.5 FM, the host, does post-game for the Nuggets. Can they get a surprise with Murray? Can he come back at any point during the series? And can the MVP Joker carry this team and upset the Warriors? We'll look at that series straight ahead. Follow the Money. Paulie Howard, Matt Youmans, in for Mitch Moss, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code Vegas1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. VSEN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas 1000. Let's go to Denver and talk to Dan Feldman, Altitude Sports Radio, 92.5 FM host, and does the post game with the Nuggets at D Feldman on Twitter. And it's the wild, wild west out there with all these sports books to bet in Colorado. It's crazy. First, appreciate the time. First of all, will we see Murray at any point during this series?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. And Michael Malone came out and said yesterday that Jamal Murray would be doubtful for the season, but just watching some of his pregame warmups, just to me, it looks like he's ramping up for something. They've gotten more aggressive, so I wouldn't rule it out, but I'm not banking on it either.
Damn. Okay, that's unfortunate. Game one, 6.5 and 223. Series price minus 250. Can the Nuggets pull the upset here? And will it be a high-scoring series?
I think it will be a high-scoring series. And with Nikola Jokic, anything is possible. But the reason I like the overs in a lot of these games is where the Nuggets struggle is when guards can give them dribble penetration. They have a real hard time staying in front of guards, getting into the paint. So you look at Steph Curry, you look at Jordan Poole, these guys being able to get to the rim, either finish at the rim, or we know Golden State is outstanding from three-point range, you know, finding open shooters, that could be a problem for this Nuggets team. And so, you know, I think they have enough firepower on offense to score a lot of points, but I think Golden State's going to score a lot of points as well.
Could they get him in game one, though? I mean, because this would, you don't know what you're going to get out of Curry with this long layoff. Maybe he could be rusty. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I think game one is definitely a game the Nuggets can steal. Towards the end of the season, Monte Morris was looking like he was starting to wear down a little bit. Aaron Gordon, the same. So Nikola Jokic obviously looked fatigued at times. So giving these guys a week of rest prior to this series, I think is going to be beneficial to the Nuggets. And I think you get their best effort for sure on the road in game one.
Can it go six? That's minus 160. Will the series go at least six games?
Yeah, I think it definitely goes at least six games. The Nuggets have actually been far better on the road this season than they have at home. A franchise record 25 wins away from Denver. They got two of those wins in Golden State, which has been a little bit of a house of horrors for them over the last few years. But I like the Nuggets to win at least a couple games in this series. You know, maybe take a sprinkle on them. I think the last I looked, they were plus 210 to win this series. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible with Nikola Jokic. I don't love the matchup for the Nuggets, but with the MVP, that's worth a sprinkle as well.
Dan, if you bet DraftKings out there in Colorado, you can get the Nuggets to win the series in six at plus 550 and to win in seven at plus 750. So if you like the Nuggets a little bit, you might want to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you look at the Warriors, do you think this is possibly a vulnerable team? Paul and I have talked about this a couple times during the show. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green have played together for a total of 11 minutes this season. How much do you think that might matter?
I think it's going to matter a lot because, you know, Draymond did not play in any of the games against the Nuggets this season. And so it'll be interesting to see how they match up defensively with Nikola Jokic. And Steve Kerr, typically his philosophy against the Nuggets is to not double Jokic and let him kind of score his points, but he doesn't want him racking up a whole bunch of assists. So if they stick with that philosophy, I saw game one's line, Nikola Jokic had 29.5 on his point total. He's going to have to go over that in each of these games, but I think it's possible. You know, there could be a little bit of chemistry issues for the Warriors, but those guys have played together for so long, so many years. I'm not too worried about the chemistry of reincorporating that lineup with only 11 minutes so far this season.
Can you put this in perspective, what Joker was able to do, considering the second and third best player were out for much of the year, and the on-off numbers? The on-off numbers are staggering. I mean, it's like a JV team with when he was on the bench and what happened, and then the PER, the historical season that he had in numbers.
Yeah, it's insane. And, I mean, I don't know if people realize, like, how hard it is to do something in the NBA that Wilt Chamberlain has never done. And Nikola Jokic just continues to amaze. You know, the first player ever in NBA history with 2,000 points, 1,000 mm-hmm. Rebounds, 500 assists. He's also top 10 in steals. His two-point field goal percentage at 62%. The guy is an absolute machine. He doesn't wear down. And in the face of adversity, he only seems to get better. A career 40% three-point shooter in the playoffs. You know, that's been a struggle for him this season, but I look for him, you know, to step that up as well. And what he's done, you know, is just amazing. And we're so lucky to have him here in Denver. And I can't tell you guys how many post-game shows I did this season where I just gush over Nikola Jokic for an hour because he is an absolute treat.
Should be an intriguing series. I hope it goes seven. Appreciate the time, Dan. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Dan Feldman, Altitude Sports Radio, postgame with the Nuggets. And that starts, that's the late game Saturday, a great schedule. And that's the ABC game. And again, 250 series price on the Warriors, 6.5 game one, total of 223, and should be a high-scoring series. I can't get over the 11 minutes thing. But the other thing is about the supporting cast or lack thereof with Joker. And if we can, a Highland, what can these guy type of guys do?
I think that's an intriguing series. I agree with you. I still rank Brooklyn-Boston the most intriguing series in the NBA in the first round. You were right, though, about what you said about Colorado, too.
Oh.
Great state for sports betting all of a sudden. So many options. And I know a lot of guys, including Randy McKay.
Frank B. I mean, think about
Frank
that.
B,
you have over 20 books.
Aaron Renning, all these guys who spend time out in Colorado.
Oh, ER did too. Yeah, sure, you have to. But you're talking about over 20 books, and all of them but three, I think, offer bonuses.
Right.
And they are juicy bonuses. And Mitch told the story about that Hoffman kid too. I think he used to be at the Westgate. So what he did and turned 20,000 and ran that up and with all the bonuses as well. So let's recap. It's been a fun show. But we similarly tacked it similar to what we did. Put that up to what we did with week 17 of the NFL. So we had Keith Pompey on.
That makes you want a Whopper, doesn't
it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keith covers the Sixers. He also was picking the Raptors. Everyone's picking the Raptors
in
this
series. I like the Raptors a little bit, too. I'm in line with the fade Philadelphia.
Right. What was it called? What is it called? The not Pat and Geno's. One with the other spot.
Yeah, I can't.
The Iska Bibbles. Thank you. Right, but he covers the team, and he's picking the Raptors as well. We'll see if the practice and time together helps out the chemistry and helps out Harden's game. Drew Hill likes Memphis to beat Minnesota. I know they're a 360 favorite, but a lot of people picking Minnesota and to be close. And Memphis, well aware with the bulletin board material, but a lot of people picking Memphis in that one as well. Although he covers the team, thinks it can be close, but the Warriors. We just heard from Dan. The Warriors will get by Denver as well. And Bob Ryan picking the Celtics in six against the Nets. And you are right. The loser of that series, that's a tough offseason.
Think about
the expectations and then where you're at with your Boston. I know what the owner said.
But you can get past it because you can always talk about, well, you know, next season we should have the makings of a championship team. Whoever loses that series, especially if the Nets go out early, though. By the way, Bob, can I throw this at you quickly?
Bob is great.
This is stunning to me, too. It was great. Thanks to Bob Ryan for coming on today. He's been a columnist at the Boston Globe since 1968.
Yeah.
That's before I was born.
Imagine how many Larry Bird stories he has, Red stories.
He's got an incredible story.
From those great teams, yeah.
1968. Bob Ryan.
Jerry West would say to McKay.
Still doing spots every day.
And fired up, too,
playoffs.
With a ton of energy.
Today.
Who plays more minutes in the series, Williams or Simmons? There's a lot of stuff that Williams could make an appearance.
I think Williams, yeah.
You think so?
Ben Simmons has shown no indication that he's ready to play.
He's not even doing team workouts.
He's not in basketball shape. I don't think we'll see him.
I know you liked the outfit the other day, too.
I hate the outfit. I want to see you show up to Monday's show dressed in Ben Simmons' outfit that he wore to the play-in game.
I am going to at one point wear the sunglasses, though, because they're killing me with the lights in here. I will go full sunglasses.
A little too bright.
I don't know. I got that, yeah. Where's Ken? I mean, it's a fun show. Great job by Swede and everyone here behind the scenes. Great job as always. You're back Monday. Mitch is back Tuesday, but we can recap all these. Actually, 10 games to recap when we come back Monday. Maybe there's some more NFL news as well. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty in hockey as well. Thanks to all the guests. And subscribe, get the podcast as well. Be part of the team, VSiN.com. You'll love the Bob Ryan interview and the vicious takedown of Adam McKay and HBO with Winning Time as well. Talk to you Monday. Good luck out there.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.